Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 47. I've just been out walking the dog listening to this one on a summery autumnal day here in Auckland, and I highly recommend you do the same. It's a good pairing, I think, to absorb this episode. Me just simply refusing to let Guy Montgomery finish a point for the first half of the episode. Our utter inability to sell a fundraiser that we're trying to do. It's the most Kiwi thing you've ever heard. These two guys trying to get to America, setting up a fundraising campaign, and then just absolutely refusing to tell anyone accurate details about how to contribute to it. Spoiler alert, it went fine nonetheless, which is good. I was listening to this episode, and I think what I'm hearing is a Tim Batt from 10 years ago who was just the right amount of stoned to really be playing on the edge. You know, it opened up a lot of good mental nooks and crannies that I think you'll hear in the episode. I definitely fall off the path once or twice. But overall, it's a good one. In particular, the Paddy Schwartz radio play, I will call it, is tremendous. It's like a skit from a hip hop album before a track comes on. It's a good time. Enjoy this episode. We don't have that many left, so this has been great. Maybe Guy and I will get together again like we did for Prawn Salad for 52. Yeah, we'll try. We'll see if we can make that happen. Anyway, enjoy this episode 47. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Worst Idea of All Time with myself, Tim Batt.
And me, Guy Montgomery. This is episode 47.
High five. We did it. Five to go.
And it's a pleasure to be here. Conditions are perfect.
Yeah, things couldn't be any better. If they tried to be better, they couldn't be.
That's how I feel. That's certainly how you feel, Tim. Let's dive straight into it. No, let's not. We've got to launch a product.
What product? Right, us.
Yeah, we're the product.
You better take the reins on this one, bud. Clearly I am ill-equipped.
So if you're listening to this, that means that we've launched a Kickstarter in the hopes of getting us all the way to Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Which is such a long way away for us Kiwis.
That's right.
It's like a dreamland that doesn't exist.
We're not going to bore you with the details.
Someone made it up.
Suffice it to say, if you're listening, please click onto it. It's on our Facebook page.
We'll bore you with the details plenty. Are you joking me?
The details are. The details are, we didn't make any money from this. Yeah. We want to do the last episode in LA.
Yeah.
And we'd love a helping hand, just a gentle hand, lifting us into the airplane.
Yes.
Oh.
Guy's lost it. Guy's gone, people.
No, I was just saying I like
what
it.
What you're same. Hearing is a broken man. A broken man at the end of too
not,
many
I'm
grown-ups twosers.
I won't stand for that. Look, I genuinely feel like, what say we've climbed Everest, and at the very start of the descent, there were some crags, some icy tundras.
Schism?
Yeah, some
schisms. Is that the word you were looking for?
A crevasse, maybe. There's like a this, what I'm saying is it was chasm. Difficult. It was difficult.
Chasm's the word.
They say that when you climb Mount Everest, you've only done half the job because getting back down is just as dangerous as getting up. And I feel like that analogy is perfect for the grown-ups to ascent and descent. I genuinely feel like we're almost down at the lowermost base camp, and like we've got a bunch of Sherpas with us. You know,
are they as good as Tenzing?
Someone's probably shipped in some Blaze pizza. That's how far down the mountain we are that we've got access to Blaze pizza.
Bro, let me tell you how good both Tenzing and Blaze pizza are. Tenzing's a good enough Sherpa to bring those artisanal ingredients, and Blaze pizza are good enough to warrant bringing them on the trip. They're both as excellent as each other.
It's a match made.
And I look forward to seeing you and Tenzing at Blaze Pizza in Los Angeles, California.
I don't think you'll see Sherpa Tenzing in Los Angeles, California.
So anyway, the analogy, the mental imagery that you were painting there is that we're on the way down.
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm so...
Nearly done.
Yeah.
Nearly done, love. That's us.
Or not like so some sort of
my
Geordie.
My knees hurt.
Some Geordie nearly British done, guy love. Just about to finish six. Oh, nearly done, love. Not the, long now.
It was the Office episode where he's got to throw a boot over the bar.
Yeah.
And then the closeout is, it's not Dawn. Finchie's gotten his rocks off with someone. It's been a while since I saw that show. Bloody good show.
Great, mate. It's really nice detail to pepper in there.
So we're on the mountain, guy, you and I. Inexperienced, ill-equipped and ill-advised. We came in hardy like a bunch of German tourists going into a national park in the middle of central North Island, New Zealand. But much like the German tourists, we didn't bring a compass. We didn't bring rope. We didn't bring enough rations, food, sunblock or clothing to keep us warm overnight. And we have lost our way, Guy Montgomery. We are lost. We cannot see the wood for the trees.
No, I'm saying despite those seemingly insurmountable odds, I mean, we didn't bring any supplies. We are German tourists, as you stated, in a national park in the North Island of New Zealand.
My name's Franz.
Okay, Franz. Okay, Franz, what I'm saying is we have made it down the mountain.
Who are you going to be?
Klaus.
Oh, Klaus, my old friend. I remember when Klaus and I were in school together in Berlin, because it is the only German town I know.
It's more of a city when you think about it. I'm not from Germany. I'm from New Zealand. What I'm saying is that despite those insurmountable odds...
You don't commit, man. You got to commit to the bit. I've always said that about
Do
you.
Do not tell me to commit to sein, bitte!
Because if you piss off Germans, shit gets real, real all of a sudden.
All I'm saying is that despite the fact we didn't take supplies, we don't need to worry about the supplies anymore. We could survive on oxygen and walking daily. There's only five to go.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We're so close to... Like, we can see... People can't hear us, but they can see us.
Okay, you can see a church spire in the faraway town. You're close enough to like civilization, to a settled town, that they've got a spire, some sort of church spire.
What religion
there.
Are the Nepalese?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine you get a lot of spires down near the base.
Well, I don't know.
Everest.
You tell like I don't know.
They're Buddhist. What's Nepal? Are they? At a guess,
that's probably right. Hey, good on you, Nepal.
Yeah, this is a pretty relaxed one.
Shout out. Massive shout out to
Massive
Nepal.
Shout out.
And to Buddhists, actually.
Yeah, mate.
Covers more landmass, mate. Got to get the numbers up.
Get all your shout outs out now. Get them all out at the top.
Jesse, happy birthday from your dad and your uncle, Mick. Yeah. Shout out.
Any other shout outs?
Shout out to my son.
Your son?
Kevin, who's doing his first ever half Ironman marathon today.
At 5 years old. Kevin,
good
we're
on
cheering
him.
You on from here.
God bless.
It's too bad your dad couldn't make it. Just business was calling.
I've got to drive the truck. That's why I'm ringing the radio to get the shout out to you, mate.
We're not on the radio. Anyway.
Soon, though.
I'd like to talk about, there's a sentence which I always sort of am surprised by my saying. I'd like to talk about grown-ups too.
Please tell me more.
First of all, I noticed Franz or Fritz, whatever your name is, that JanSport undeniably stumped up some money for this movie.
They did this time. They hadn't in all the other times we've watched the movie.
They definitely had, but they'd done it so well. My theory is that JanSport is so popular and ubiquitous that you don't even notice their product in there, because you're so used to seeing a JanSport backpack, it doesn't even jar you out of the world of the film. You're just like, oh, of course.
I appreciated that you had the audacity to use ubiquitousness
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquity.
I only know about it because of Roy Ayers.
Yeah, you chucked it in there with such a lot of enthusiasm and confidence, but you kind of slowed down when you got to like a speed bump in the road.
No, it wasn't like a speed bump. It was like me slowing down past a fancy restaurant in my new car to be like,
hey, ubiquitous.
Yeah, I'm like, hey,
looks delicious.
Yeah, my car is called Ubiquitous. I'm showing off my car to the diners.
Oh, right. So you were slowing down for everyone else, not for yourself.
I was slowing down for everyone.
Baller. Goddamn anyway, word well, baller.
We sort of derailed the point, but JanSport, good work on some subtle product placement.
Well done, JanSport. I want to know when people talk sales figures about grown-ups too, how many tickets got, or how much it raised, if that includes all the sponsorship deals.
Well, it's $80 million is the nine figure. Do you think $80 million plus
$80 million was the production budget. Or no,
so
what,
how much of that
and marketing,
is more of
sort it
of
a, made 230. It made 230 mil, but we don't know if that's just ticket sales.
Do you
at
think,
what stage that includes DVDs and Blu-rays? If it includes the sponsorship,
if you think
I don't
about
know.
If you think about product placement, they're not paying on like a, they're not going to chart. They're not on a commission. They're not charting how well the movie does, then taking a percentage.
So you're saying it is in that 230?
I'm saying,
we're seeing
Kmart. Well, what I'm wondering is how much of the 80 mil
Pepsi,
production
we're
budget.
We're seeing JanSport. We're seeing Mott's.
We're seeing
juice.
A lot of Mott's.
You know who we should be seeing? Blaze fucking pizza. It seems like a match made in heaven, you know?
Well, with those,
we've got a
with
movie.
Those delicious fresh ingredients and the rate at which they sort of churn those pizzas out one after another.
Hashtag,
as delicious as the last.
Hashtag art is anal. Those ingredients are fresh, hand-picked, and delicious. And the whole pizza only takes 180 seconds in a flash cooker. How cool is that?
The trouble with what we're doing here, Tim, is we're not getting to the end of a lot of the points.
Oh,
I wrote down like
I didn't even
four
know you
points.
Had a point. Where are you going with this one?
You do not mop tar seal.
All right, tell me more.
When Principal Tardio, when the kids, the classic pranksters, probably a couple of sophomores, knowing those guys, probably Larry and Steve.
Yeah,
they are a real. Laugh, I tell you what, but you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them. You don't want to be on the back end of one of their pranks because you'll be walking out of a locker after 2 months of summer. You'll be pretty thin.
I heard they once stole the Puritans mascot with the dude still in the suit.
Yeah, they did.
And put him on top of the library.
Dude, I was
like on the roof.
I was there for
you
that.
You were not.
I was fully there for that.
Bro, that
I was
sick.
The one who suggested we put the skewer like just up through the suit so he actually couldn't get out of the suit. That was my idea.
That is a sick gag,
Larry,
bro.
Larry actually fully laughed and said, that's a really good idea, guy.
Fully sick.
That was the dopest moment of my
God,
life.
God, that's fully sick, bro.
Anyway, so when probably, presumably, Larry and Steve filled up Principal Tardio's car with blue paint in the car park.
Oh, yeah.
And he opens it and all the paint comes out.
Yeah.
The janitor, the school janitor, is standing next to him in the car park on the street with a mop in a bucket on wheels full of hot soapy water.
Mm.
I have never seen anyone mop tar seal before. It's
He's
about
good to go
8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on when the school day starts.
Yeah.
What is he doing out there?
This is a guy who's so good at his job that even on the last day of school, everything is so clean. The only place left is Principal Tardio's car to clean. That's it.
And so do you think he knows, because it's a yearly prank, he knows that the car's going to be filled with blue paint and he's standing
so
by.
He's so ready, bro. But he's ready enough to not tell him.
Yeah, if he's such a good employee, you'd think he'd tell Principal Tardio.
He enjoys a good gag, just because he knows doesn't mean.
And you wouldn't
want
to dob in Larry and Steve, because if you get on the wrong side of Larry and
they
Steve,
they will ruin you, bro.
Fuck you up.
They will
actually ruin you. They really,
Fully sick.
Those guys are classic. Honestly, if you're listening, Larry and Steve, shout outs to you guys. You're an inspiration. Just some of the most classic sort of pranksters I know.
A little while ago, during the Steve Buscemi mystery tour, I theorized that Steve Buscemi's character in Grown Ups 2 is a time traveler who sustained his injuries that we see in the second movie, but are never fully explained. That those occurred because he had travelled back in time and seen him fool around with his own girlfriend and kick his own ass for hooking up with his girlfriend on a different timeline.
It's certainly one of your more spacey mystery tours.
Or so we thought, bro, because today in the party scene, everyone's in 80s garb except in one shot, and I think it's the fight scene between Adam Sandler and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. Stone Cold's in this movie, folks. And everyone else
like
is in 80s
garb. Like it's a big reveal?
Like someone listening to the podcast for this long wouldn't already know Stone Cold. Oh yeah, by the way. Well, last week just reminded me how many superstars there are in this that I've normalized. You know? It's just like, oh yeah, there's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Sorry, anyway, I disrupted your point.
Someone had to. So during that shot when they're fighting, there's two hands and cast arms up in the touchdown position, which is the same position Steve Buscemi
in the background of frame.
To.
Big sort of surreal arms almost.
So you don't see his face, you see the arms. I think it's a nod to the fact that, Tim, you were right. Which they figured out while they were shooting the film, which is interesting in itself.
I think which they figured out when they were listening to the podcast, and they've since written into the script.
And somehow gotten into our media that we're watching it on. And so the arms are the exact same injury he sustains. I put it to you that it's him from the past while he was still injured.
That the script writers and filmmakers have actually put in hard evidence of that conspiracy theory.
This isn't a family movie. This is a time travel movie.
So the whole, all of the family messages, of which there are many.
Yeah.
Reference podcasts 1 through 46, if you want to hear about those. That is all merely a sort of smoke and mirrors to hide the.
That's how brilliant this film was made, bro. It took two dudes to commit to watching Grown Ups 2 once a week for an entire year for us to only just trip over what they did. On like almost the final
view. If you want evidence that this thing's coming full circle, is that you're like, this is a subtle triumph of cinema.
Yeah, it really does dovetail nicely against our
coming
down the mountain. We're grateful, we're happy.
I don't want to take it away from you. You know, I don't want to take away the notion that that's true.
You were so cocky at the start of this watch too, Guy. That's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed that you went into that. Well, to be fair, we both were a little bit. But you started it, man, and you were like, look at me. This movie just goes around me. I don't even take it in anymore. I can just sit there and watch it, and it's fine.
I didn't say the last sentence. I just say the leading and stuff. I did say I feel like I'm covered in like a non-stick surface, and the movie just happens around me, and I'm immune. What I didn't anticipate was how long the movie is. Which is 101 minutes still.
Which is interesting considering we've seen it 4 dozen
times. I
don't
know.
3 dozen times.
I guess the thing is it takes you on every watch a journey. That's what I've always said. Every watch a journey. I'm going to get that printed out and put in a shitload of fortune cookies. Because every watch takes you on a unique journey through your emotions. Do you know what I'm saying? At the start of it,
I'm going to say that I don't because I want to hear you explain this.
I was at the start of it, I was arrogant, and I was like, this is fine. Like, how many times can you let something get to you when you know it's coming back for more?
Sure.
Like, this is totally okay. Not okay, but just like, not, I was numb. I've said it before. I was and this was a numb viewing initially. But then eventually, I can't remember the specific moment, but it was part of the movie. I got really restless and sort of quite aggravated.
You started playing with stuff in the room.
I started playing with stuff in the room. I wanted to shout out, but I didn't. And
we've done that a few times, eh?
Yeah,
we're just fine. In the middle of the movie. One of us will just scream.
It's
weird.
I think it's fair to bring up how arrogant I was at the start of the movie for that. You know, for this new fortune cookie I'm launching, which is every watch a journey. It's difficult to market a fortune cookie with only one message because, I mean, by definition, it sort of removes the mystery of the. Of the fortune cookies.
So I've got an idea.
We're still
for
ironing
your
out a few of the kinks there.
What if you only put a fortune in every second cookie?
Oh.
And then you either get that advice or no advice.
Now you're really playing with the game because what would you do if you opened up a fortune cookie with nothing inside it?
Dude, I would go so deep inside my mind to try and find meaning into what. It would be like a really zen comment.
You think that means you look up, you look down, there's nothing in your fortune cookie, then you look up and you're just floating in purgatory?
Well, mentally, yeah, because you'd be going like, does it mean there is no meaning to life? Does it mean I shouldn't be looking to desserts for authority on how to live my life?
There's a lot of questions being asked.
And then my mind goes to, have you just tripped over a beautiful metaphor for grown-ups too, which is an empty fortune cookie, which we're trying to read the meaning of when there's no filling.
Or the final thought you'd probably have if you opened an empty fortune cookie would be like, or did they just make a mistake at the factory?
Are you suggesting we've gone nuts?
I'm suggesting someone's made a mistake at the factory. And we shouldn't be talking about MT4.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Fortune cookies.
And what person?
At the fortune cookie. Me, at my new fortune cookie factory.
No, go deeper than that, guy. Are you talking about the people who made the movie or us?
I'm talking about,
Or the people who made us. Is this a slight on our parents?
This has nothing to do with our parents. This is probably something to do with our parents. But this has nothing to do with our parents. Look, man, I'm just trying to shoot the breeze with my pants.
No, do you know what you're trying to do? You're taking several steps back from the edge because you don't like what you see. You're not a fan.
I'm a massive fan.
Take my hand and spit into the abyss, Guy Montgomery.
I just had
look
idea.
At it.
I just had a little
being
idea
friends with
for
it.
A dessert business. I didn't think it would come to this.
You're trying to wig out.
You're trying to wig me out.
Yeah, I'm doing it too. It's happening.
Time for a shining light.
Here's one. In the scene where you first meet Shaq, there's a slightly overweight blonde woman, long hair, and she's wearing a green dress. And she, just over the shoulder of the lads, you see her load, I'd say no less than 4 dozen rolls of toilet paper into a grey panel van. And then, do you reckon she gets in the driver's seat? Do you think maybe she gets in the passenger seat?
That's what
seat?
I'd do if I'd already loaded up all my toilet paper.
It's what I was expecting. She went back to Kmart, man.
Do you know the thing with Kmart is they've just got so many of your essential needs in one convenient place and all priced at sort of, you know, something affordable.
Yeah. It's you all know, there.
It's all there.
It's all there.
My shining light was we're at the party. Wiley, the driving instructor,
Steve Buscemi,
is dressed as Flavor Flav.
Mm.
And I've always sort of taken it for granted that he keeps sort of throwing out sort of Flavor Flav references or, you know, lines which would allude to the way Flavor Flav speaks. What my shining light is Wiley's commitment to character for an 80s costume party. He is so method. He did not break through the whole. No one else is doing that. Stone Cold's not talking like the Terminator. Adam Sandler's not busting out Bruce Springsteen hits. Wiley is Flavor Flav for the duration of that party.
I have to correct you. Just on the end, because it's not for the whole party. Because that laugh he gives as it cross-dissolves into the final sequence.
Look, no.
That's
don't,
not a Flavor Flav
don't
laugh.
Don't let that take away from
the
Wiley's commitment
shining
to character
sure
at the 80s party. What
okay
that is that was they were finishing the shoot and Dennis Dugan freaked out and was like, oh shit, Steve, we don't know how to end this one. We're just going to need to pick up. It's just you laughing, okay? We'll just fucking crossfade or whatever. And he's like, oh, I've just made this really big decision for my character, Wiley, in which he doesn't break Flavor Flav character the whole party. He's like, we're probably not going to use it. Just throw it in. And he did it. And then, and now, you know, it's come back to bite him on the ass. And that is not fair.
I like that your Steve Buscemi is really, like, highlighted what a great actor Steve Buscemi is. It's cool,
yeah,
man.
Steve Buscemi's patting himself on the back through this entire film.
He should be, man. Boardwalk Empire. Peace, bro.
Steve Buscemi.
Performance from the heavens.
I haven't actually watched Boardwalk Empire.
Neither have I. I heard it's good. This is about ready to jump onto a little bus.
Yeah, it probably is.
We painted it up ourselves. And on the side of the bus, it reads, pum, 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 roller.
I wonder what Paul McCartney would think if he heard us singing this.
Probably nothing good, eh?
Roller for the mystery tour and roller, it's an inspiration. Roll up for the mystery tour. The Steve Buscemi mystery tour is coming to take you away.
Coming to take you away.
Take you today. Yeah, it is time for the Steve Buscemi mystery tour. Down Wisteria
Where
Lane.
Where we go to Wisteria Lane.
That's right.
And visit a couple desperate housewives you may have seen on the silver screen
and
before.
Guess who Eva Longoria's most recent love interest is.
You won't guess. It's Terry Hatchett. That's right. They're both coming out of the closet and throwing off that macho chasing straight image Desperate Housewives look that they had. Now they're a couple of gays and they're loving it.
That's right. And Steve Buscemi or Wiley moves in next door. And
here's how the theme song goes. Come and knock on our door.
I know this theme song.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are his and hers and hers and Three's Company too. It's Three's Company. It's a reboot starring Steve Buscemi, Lois Lane from Lois and Clark.
And the ghost from that Paul Rudd movie where Eva Longoria is a ghost.
What movie is that? Are you serious?
Yeah, I think her and Paul Rudd are married and then she dies and then like he's trying to move on and she keeps coming back as a ghost.
I hope that's
real. I've just made up a whole
not.
Movie. Anyway,
God
so
damn.
That's the those are the roommates. It's Wiley from Grown Ups 2, Lois Lane and a ghost. Who has lost Paul Rudd to someone who's still living.
How could CBS not pick it up is the more pertinent question. Some people will say why. CBS will say how not.
So that question is either, you know, you putting your hand up for a role at CBS or the exact reason that you do not work
and you heard,
at
Brian,
CBS.
I just got cast as Steve Buscemi.
In that sitcom?
In Three's Company Reboot 2015.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Leave that door closed.
It's so hot in here.
I know, it's so hot, bro.
My back is sodden. It's like I've been driving in a car with leather seats for 9 hours.
No, the reason I shut all the doors is so we don't get heaps of outside noise. But you can... No.
No.
If you're going to be a child
we'll
about
sweat
it.
Sweat it out. Fine.
All right.
So we're in the land of the Three's Company reboot.
Yeah.
And Wiley is hosting a drinks. Because he's trying to get rumpy-pumpy with Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He's got a 7 a.m. exam tomorrow morning. He's teaching one of the... He's doing a driving exam.
Jesus Christ, hold on. So I'm playing Steve Buscemi, who's playing Wiley.
Look,
playing
not,
Steve Buscemi. No.
No.
How does this work?
It's not important. What's important is that Wiley, on Wisteria Lane, hosting a drinks party to try and get it on with Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Longoria is moaning about Paul Rudd in a corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a driving exam tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Not one he has to take, one he has to issue because
he's a
driving
instructor.
Yeah.
Even in Wisteria Lane. I don't know where that is in America. It's got to be inland.
New Jersey.
I've never seen them at the beach.
NJ, bro. Oh, but then
they've got
the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, they got...
So I hear...
Unless that's all a conspiracy too.
Snooky.
Anyway, so he's got this driving test and he's trying to encourage Lois Lane to stick around and she just wants to have a port. She's got a really nice bottle of port and she's like, oh, come on, Wiley, let's just drink this bottle of port together. And Wiley's like, you know, I'd love to, but Wiley's like Elmer Fudd from New Jersey. I got a driving. I'm hunting.
And Christopher Walken raised him from age 8. It was.
Yeah.
It was a stepdad. Anyway,
so, but Lois Lane, using her powers of persuasion, talks him around and they split this bottle of port. Mm. And the next morning. And this is where Three's Company kind of meets Desperate Housewives in terms of sort of dramatic plot, because Three's Company would never address this. This is sort of like Flight with Denzel Washington. Wiley gives a lesson. He does the exam at 7 o'clock. And the kid, and when you're doing the driver's exam, you've got like your own driver's wheel and an emergency brake. So that if someone starts fucking it up, it's like, don't worry, kid, I got this. Boom. And the kid runs an intersection, runs a stop sign, and there's a big 18 cab,
a big rig
truck, big rig coming up, and Steve Buscemi reaches across and slams his hands, because there's not an accelerator on his side, slams his hands on the kid's leg into the accelerator, and they just get past the big freight train and onto the other side of the intersection. But he rams into a lamppost with his arms down there, holding the foot on the accelerator.
Yes, he does.
He gets caught on either side of the steering wheel and rams into it, his arms frozen in the touchdown position.
Absolutely, I'm with you.
His body left with nothing but maybe 40 or 20% feeling. I cannot remember the exact number.
Medically accurate, good enough.
He has to run away from town because he knows he's got too much alcohol in his bloodstream to get away with it. That is the Steve Buscemi mystery tour. What do you say?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you 110%.
Cheers. I think it's going to be a really good meaty role for you.
Me playing Steve Buscemi, playing Wiley, playing Steve Buscemi on Three's Company, the reboot 2015.
Yeah.
On Wisteria Lane, crossover series. Really looking forward to getting to know Lois Lane better, to be honest.
You won't get to know Lois Lane. Lois Lane's played by Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, and journalists are fun. People to hang around. It's a real alcoholic.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. Where else do we need to visit? What's next on our destination map? Because I've got a feeling.
Yeah, I've got an idea.
I have some semblance that there could be some judgment going on. It could be Judgment Day. If you... Oh, that's what you're doing.
You're on a pound as well.
You're right.
I was knocking on the door.
Okay.
Because who's that? It's me! It's Paddy!
Whoa. Who?
It's Paddy, let me in!
Hold the phone there, mate. Now, exactly what are you here to do? What do you want with us?
Came to fucking party, bro!
Yeah, when?
Right now!
Who are you again?
Shorts. He's wearing shorts because it's summer and he wants to show off his dumb new cast pants. Patty shorts.
Party time.
He's got 20 kilos of self-raising flour.
What's he cooking in there?
What's he building in there? It's Patty Schwartz. Party time. It's party time.
With Patty Schwartz.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while, but we got there.
We'll go with the real life one first. I heard online, which means it's true.
It's not true.
Patty Schwartz and Miley Cyrus are making heaps of sex tapes. 24/7.
Full
365.
Full credit.
All the time.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's entirely up to them, you know?
Oh, yeah, frankly, definitely. Do it. Do it. Absolutely do it. Don't upload them to iCloud. Watch them delete them. Shoot him again.
Though, if the information's out there, the hackers are crazy. They'll hack anything.
You sound like someone's grandpa.
Well, it's crazy. Those hackers.
They're not magic, bro. They're not magicians, you know? They're fine.
Yeah. Good luck to them.
The sex tapes I have no desire to watch. I just like that he's making them. I like that they exist, and I like it's an activity that he's...
What if
getting involved
he was really into role play and one of his sex tapes was an exact shot-for-shot remake of the scene at the quarry?
Elaborate.
But they have to act out every single character, and then so they do it with a green screen or whatever so that they populate the entire landscape of the shot.
There's like 85 people in that scene.
Yeah, I know. It's a detailed sex tape.
Okay.
Some real high production values.
Oh, so they have like locked off cameras and they do that thing where you can be in the shot with yourself. Where you like,
yeah, but I don't know. They've done it real nice, so yeah. It looks like they're all separate people. Even though their bodies and faces are all the same, it's like the way they're moving around and interacting with each other, it looks like there's a bunch of people there. You have to look kind of close to know.
Would you shoot the whole video at once before you have sex? Because that shot would take days.
It's a pretty expensive sex tape.
Like, Sting ain't got nothing and on these two.
I mean, to be honest, I guess the disappointing thing for me when I watched it was they didn't even eventually have sex. It was just exactly what I've described. A shot-for-shot remake of the scene at the quarry in Grown Ups 2.
Wow.
And it's only Patty Schwartz. They did all the lines. It's bang on.
Well, hold on. If it's got this following line, then we've got a hit on our hands, and if not, then it doesn't. Does it include the cool zoom where Braden Higgins says summertime with his thumbs up, glasses on, and the Lilo?
There's a video out there on the internet of Patty Schwartz doing that exact thing.
Well, guess what, bro? We got a hit on our hands.
We didn't produce it. We're not going to see any of the profits.
It doesn't matter. I'm excited for whoever will, which is Patty Schwartz, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, he made that sex tape.
My Patty Schwartz party time is...
I had a movie one too.
Oh, you go. Mine is movie two.
It was his hair. I don't think we've paid enough attention to it.
It's a good classic frat boy hairdo.
Because you're seeing a lot of David Spade and seeing a lot of Braden, and they've both got blonde straggly hair. Patty Schwartz has blonde hair too, but it's not straggly. It's delicious.
It's a brownie blonde.
Dusty.
It's a dusty.
What's your one?
It's at the party. There's one shot where he's tugging on his shorts heaps. Just tugging on his shorts. So either he was nervous as an actor and didn't know what to do with his hands, which is a real problem you face if there's a camera on you.
Or
Ricky Bobby does a very funny joke about it in Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, it's either that or... it's a decision he made as the character he was playing.
Being awkward.
Being Patty Schwartz. Not being awkward. He had to go pee. But he can't let anyone know that because he's in the middle of antagonizing the entire town.
Fantastic actor playing a role where he has to do the potty dance or real life awkward Aquaman son of a governor. You decide, internet. I feel like we should throw a text number out. You know,
399. Text 399.
We don't know where that will go. We does 399 is not even enough digits.
It might just bounce.
It'll probably come back to you. That's hopefully okay. Costing you nothing.
We could put a poll on Facebook.
I'm definitely not going to do that. And yeah. I know you're not going to do it, so.
I'm always making polls on Facebook.
You are not.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
All the time.
You're a fucking liar. What we are doing, though, I'm going to mention it again. We're trying to get money off people. We're trying to perform a shakedown.
Yeah. Guys, we want to do the 50-second episode in LA. We've booked Cine Family.
Yeah.
It's going to happen on February 17th. Oh, well, I mean, either Cine Family is going to have us and no one, or us and a lot of people, or Cine Family is just going to be empty on the 17th of... We're just going to be left with a bill.
What are you... Oh, you're alluding to the fact that we might not come to LA if they don't give us money.
That's what I was trying to do.
And we've also got another event after it.
Yeah.
At the next night.
Yeah.
Special event.
At UCB. UCB Sunset.
Because UCB are good people. And Cine Family are good people.
Everyone seems to be good people. And the we're just...
But we need it, and I'll tell you what, we approached a couple of airlines folks. They said no.
Yeah, I think, and I was so sure that we'd get flights, and then I think I said this to you, I was overconfident. I didn't realize that airlines don't value advertising on grown-ups too focused podcasts.
I think I texted you words to that effect when you said, I can't believe they weren't interested, and I said, yeah, it's a really fucked up idea.
Yeah, I think I'd lost perspective.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're both
so
in too deep.
We've got this Kickstarter. It's on. You can link to it through the Facebook page.
You guys still believe us, though, right?
Yeah.
You know we're doing the right thing here, right?
Yeah. Also,
we just need a few dollars, man. Get back on our feet. That's all we're asking for, man. You know us. We're friends. We're not crazy.
We went to grade school together. It's me. It's
really
Steve.
Hurt my throat.
Anyway, the other thing is that we recently did a crossover podcast with some guys at Read It and Weep, in which we discussed, it's called Read It and Weep. We discussed Grown Ups too. They're really fun guys, so you can find that somewhere as well. And that's it. I want to go for a walk. It's stinking hot.
Fuck, is it hot?
Well, yeah. I walk to water. I don't want to go for a walk because it's stinking hot. It's not how
Oh, well. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like even a walk in the sunshine would be less hot than this living room right now.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's like we've locked ourselves in a greenhouse.
We're on a real anthill here, and there's a 5-year-old outside with a brand spanking new magnifying glass.
There must be such a weird concept if you're listening in America, because it's winter there. It's like winter.
It's like winter, man. It's like
the opposite of summer, man.
But we don't get snow here. No, it's like snow over there.
It's real cold, man.
Hey, and shout out to all my peeps in Nova Scotia while I'm here too. You guys are dope. Yeah.
Hey, big ups to Nova Scotia. Big ups to the United Arab Emirates.
Like there is a friend group, because I think there's only one collection of people. But it's reasonable numbers. Someone's like, downloading in Dubai.
You're sixth most downloaded country, or fifth most downloaded country. Sixth,
and we've got a lot of countries on that list that they
track. Thank you very much, United Arab Emirates.
But who the fuck are you guys? Like, what's your story?
To all my people in Dubai.
Can you please get in touch if you're from UAE?
That was episode 47. We are at base camp. Repeat, we are at base camp here on the worst idea of all time. Join us next week when we review Grown Ups 2.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.